This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. I always call this show an educational odyssey, and we're very excited about the work we're doing on this show. It has been a real pleasure and an honor to educate myself and all of you, and today is no exception. We have a very full program, and joining us, our first guest, is a gentleman who has been passionate about cannabis since he was a young man. His name is Robert Mitchell. His story is a fascinating story because he's looking at this cannabis plant for industrial use as well as many other uses. And he is with us today. He's president of the Hemp Consortium. And it is a pleasure, Robert, to welcome you to the program.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's a pleasure to meet with you, speak with you as well.
So you learned at a very young age that the cannabis plant had many, many uses besides what everyone assumes just passing a joint around.
Yeah. When I was 23 years old, and I would say about 1993, I found and picked up and read the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, by Jack Heyer. And that book really changed the course of my life, Frankie. I would go on to learn that cannabis hemp can create over 30,000 products. And it just amazed me. And for 25 years, I've been waiting on the sidelines to one day be able to hopefully build the processing facilities that it takes to restart the industrial hemp revolution, is what I like to call it.
So where are you in this process right now? Because we have been talking about products that Europeans have been using. We have been talking about the industrial textiles, that there is a fiberglass made of hemp. Homes are being built in Germany and Holland and all over this world using hemp. Of course, we know about clothing. I had a hemp sheet, 15 years ago. Besides the food, there's personal hygiene products, medicines. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I would gather that at this point, it's over 30,000 different products. It's probably tripled, if not more. So, when do the rest of us get on board? When do we understand that cannabis could make a superior plastic that was eco-friendly?
Well, I think, Frankie, the best place to start would be to say we can go back to 1936 when Congress passed the Marijuana Tax Act and made it basically virtually impossible to grow hemp and for farmers. And they took the products offline and replaced these products that we used back then with wood products, petroleum-based products for plastics. And today we can actually reintroduce hemp back into the market with relatively no issues at all, because the same products that are made today from other materials can go back to being made from hemp-based products again. And I would give an example, wood based products to hemp-based products, you get 1 acre of hemp is superior to 4 acres of wood products. So it's a superior product all around. And all we have to do, Frankie, is to reintroduce it back into the industry. And the way that we're going to have to do that is to build processing facilities in order to reintroduce this product back into the industry.
So you've been sitting on this for 25 years.
Well, that's, 25 years. Let me start by saying I grew up in a family, adopted by my best friend's father, Larry Green. He, for 40 years, has built food processing facilities around this country for Fortune 500 companies like ConAgra, Miller Milling, Anheuser-Busch. Excuse me, that's my phone. Pardon me.
That's okay.
And so when when I read the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and realized at that time that I was involved with a family that could actually reintroduce the processing facilities around this country that it would take to rebuild the industrial hemp revolution here in this country. So I knew 25 years ago that I was already plugged in with a family that could actually build the facilities that it would take to reintroduce these products into the market.
How exciting. Tell me where you are right now with the hemp consortium, please.
Okay, well, about a year ago, I started the hemp consortium. Basically, I started to look around the country. There's about 15, I want to say maybe 17 states here in the country that have industrial hemp pilot programs. And I've been working in the state of Minnesota, working with farmers and business leaders to develop the first processing plant here in the states in western Minnesota. I finally got a group of farmers together that can actually grow the acreage it's going to take to support a processing facility. So I'm basically out there trying to put together the front-end contracts with farmers and then the back-end contracts with end users to basically put together the project. So we're really close, and I think this year we're going to build some of the first processing facilities in this country since World War II, the Hemp for Victory campaign.
I think that one of the most fascinating pieces of this story is that it's also going to be giving us back the farming that was taken away so many years ago, and that farmers and young people are getting excited about farming again, Robert.
Oh yeah. We just did. We just completed the Frozen Farm Forum in March, and we had over 80 new farmers show up to the conference to look into growing hemp. And most of the farmers were all younger farmers. I would say age 40 and below. So it's really exciting to see the young farmers excited about growing hemp again. And it literally gives farmers a chance to be small business leaders.
Yes, absolutely. So would you do us a favor and explain to us what your vision, how many years it will take for your vision to happen realistically?
Well, we actually have, Frankie, a real-time model that we can use. And that real-time model goes back to 1942. During the war, Japan cut off our hemp supplies from the Philippines. So we had to encourage farmers to grow hemp again. That was the Hemp for Victory campaign. And it actually took place in six states in the Union. And over a period of about 18 months to 2 years, our government built over 42 hemp mills in six states, and by 1943, our country was growing over 300,000 acres of hemp to support the war effort. Now, that war effort was to supporting 4 million soldiers. The paper industry is a $68 billion a year industry, and it has over 450 mills in this country, from small mills to large mills. So you can see that this already took place before during the war effort, and literally if we could get the infrastructure or the investments needed, and literally I could see in the next 3 to 5 years we could completely grow this industry out to the $100 billion a year industry that it's predicted to become.
That's very exciting. That's very, very exciting. You have been passionate about this. In what states right now can you share with us where, I know Kentucky is leading the way when it comes to industrial hemp, because we've had Josh Hendricks. I know that Mr. Hemp, Michael Bowman, has been on talking about Hemp for Victory campaign, the anniversary, and as a matter of fact, Janice Hall will be on in a little while talking about the efforts today. So we can see the movement happening. And what states are more friendly to growing the hemp and are illegal in this state, right, in the country right now?
Oh, well, I don't have in front of me, I apologize, I don't have all states in front of me, but I would start with saying Kentucky grew about 13,000 acres last year. Most of them acreages were for seed oil production. Minnesota came in second, and they grew around 4,000 acres. of hemp fibers last year, and then you've got Wisconsin just came on board for the industrial hemp pilot program. We've got Indiana, Ohio. I'm sorry, Frankie, I don't have the number in front of me.
No, that's okay, but
states.
It's very exciting. We're going to continue this conversation with Robert Mitchell. And, Robert, give us the best website, how people can find out more about what you're doing.
Well, my company, again, is called The Hemp Consortium, and you can find me at thehempconsortium.com.
And we'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, and joining us today, I just love your story, Robert Mitchell. I love your story. A young man who read The Emperor's Wears No Clothes, and it changed his whole life about industrial hemp, about cannabis, that it was a superfood for our body, great for the soil, replenishes the soil, can even, it changes the CO2 from the air. 1 acre of cannabis can capture 1.5 tons of CO2. Can you imagine that? And they actually, didn't they use this cannabis to the hemp in Chernobyl?
Yeah, they're using it now to remediate the soil. As soon as they got the meltdown under control, they planted acres of hemp around the Chernobyl site to remediate the soil. And if you Google summertime, Google Chernobyl, you'll find hemp growing all around the site.
Isn't that extraordinary, Robert Mitchell? You are just something else, boy. Tell us about your mission, your passion, your company.
Well, my passion, again, is to build the infrastructure here in this country that it will take to process industrial hemp into the 30,000 different products that we'll need to reintroduce this into the industry. It's an exciting time. I used the example of the Hemp for Victory campaign when we were able to build 42 mills in less than 2 years. So it's been done before. We can do it again. And I have the strategic partners in place ready to take this mission on and go out and build these processing plants where they're needed.
That's just, it's so exciting because this isn't, people think that we are all tapped out in this country. Well, I've believe for the 15 months or so, or however long we've been doing this show, I truly believe that we are in a position to save schools through education, the money that goes back into the community, to help the farming industry, as I said, giving back the land, which helps us in return, and the air that we're breathing and the pollution. Hemp is filled with omega-3s. And then we talk with doctors and practitioners, Robert, about the medicinal benefits of this plant, how it may help with cancer, how it helps with traditional treatment of cancer, how it can do so many things, help people with the opioid crisis. It sounds as though it's snake oil, but it's really the truth.
Oh, it is. You know, you use the opioid epidemic. They're actually, in some cases, doctors are calling cannabis oil an exit drug, where you can use cannabis oils for the first 5 days of the withdrawal coming off of opioids, and you could bypass that withdrawal symptoms by dosing cannabis oils and getting past the really hard days of withdrawals, and it actually can help the very, very tremendous benefits for the opioid crisis, as well as just, I mean, gosh, I don't want to get tongue-tied here, Frankie, but it's an amazing plant. It's truly an amazing plant, and I'm just excited that it's almost like a gift to this country. We're being given back this plant that was taken away over 80 years ago. So it's a really exciting time to be in this industry.
It really is. And you started working with the state of Minnesota around the industrial hemp pilot program, and tell us a little bit about that program and what's happening in that state right now.
Well, I just love the state of Minnesota. The great people, very progressive state. And, you know, Minnesota was one of the six states during the Hemp for Victory campaign during the war that grew hemp for the war effort. So Minnesota is a state that's committed. It has, I would say, it's one of the breadbasket states next to South Dakota and Nebraska. So these are the states that have the farmers. I just spoke with one farmer that farms 55,000 acres. Frankie, so this is the type of farming activity that goes on in these states that we're going to need to really roll out this industrial hemp program.
Well, not only has Minnesota been progressive in so many ways, but a dear friend of mine owns French Meadow Bakery and Cafe, Lynn Gordon. And Lynn was one of the first pioneers, along with Dr. Bronner and John from Nutivia, to put together the fact that they could put hemp back into food 17 years ago, a very long time ago. And she came out with the first functional bread, and it was a hemp seed bread for men. And it was a very delicious, nutrient-dense bread. And she worked like heck. And gluten-free. No, it wasn't gluten-free. I don't think it was.
I thought all hemp was gluten-free.
Well, that wasn't the only ingredient in the bread, but back then, and she would have made it today gluten free. She still owned the bakery, but that part of the business. But she sold that part of the baking company. But so here you have years ago people fighting, and this prohibition is silly, because if people really understood how powerful this opportunity is for all of us. And so when I talk to entrepreneurs like yourself, I get excited. I get excited for you, for your passion of what you're doing, and how this has been inside you for 20-something years now.
Yeah, it's an amazing time. Over the next 5 years, I can't imagine where we'll be in 5 years. I just know that we're going in the right direction. I'm currently in talks with a group that makes plastics from biofiber hemp products, and this company is on the verge of being able to work with Fortune 500 companies. So what it's going to take is states like Minnesota, with big farming activity up there, to support the kind of materials we'll need to enter into Fortune 500 companies. So it's just an exciting time. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Frankie.
I was going to say, when do you think you will actually see some money from this?
Well, you know, it's right now the investors. We're waiting for the investors to jump in, and it's a really we're getting really close with the laws changing, with the federal government allowing states to grow and participate in industrial hemp pilot programs. We're starting to get the cart back in front of the horse back in front of the cart. And I really think when we redefine the new 2018 Farm Bill, their plans are to separate cannabis hemp and redefine it from medical. So
yep,
there'll be an actual redefinition. Hopefully the class one will go away this year, and they'll at least take it down to class two.
Right.
So researchers can get a hold of things. But once investors get involved and capitalism takes over, Frankie, this whole game's going to change.
Absolutely. And, Robert, we wish you the best of luck. Come back on and share with us where you are in this journey. Give out the website, please, how people can find out more about you and what the work you're doing.
Okay. Again, you can find me at thehempconsortium.com. I've got plenty of information about the history of hemp. There's some great videos on there.
Awesome.
For Hemp for Victory.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Robert. Congratulations on your passion and the work you're doing. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we were just mentioning with Robert about the opioid crisis. And joining us now is a medical doctor who thinks that maybe cannabis could offer the cure to the nation's opioid crisis. It's a very radical and a very different position. But every day, more than 600,000 prescriptions for opioids are filled in the United States. It's estimated that 2.6 million people in the country are addicted. And I think that's a very low number. I think that's a lowball number, but that's the number that they are giving out. And pain management needs to change. And maybe, just maybe, the combination of hemp oil, without the THC, with the THC, however it can be put together, could be the answer. I don't know, but that's what we asked Dr. Amin, who is joining us today, Shivani Amin, and she began her career in New Jersey, and at the time in general practice, and she specialized in pain management. And with the advent of the legalization of medical cannabis in Maryland, Dr. Amin has quickly become a leading authority on the responsible use and certification of marijuana for its medicinal benefits. And it's a pleasure. Welcome back to the program, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
My question to you is, I would love for you, we hear a lot of talk about cannabis helping with everything from pain addiction to cancer. We've been talking about industrial hemp and the tens of thousands of applications for industrial hemp and plasticize and making products that are better for the environment. The soil is better when we use the hemp plant. And there's so many things, but how do you find out if the medical cannabis is the right avenue for you to go down if you're sick? And how do you find the right doctor?
I mean, and that's a good question. I think it has a lot to do with doing your own research in the state that you're in. I mean, we now have 29 states that are legal for medicinal marijuana. And so there's a lot of patients out there that aren't really educated on the benefits of the plant. And I think that really everyone can benefit from it because the plant has over 400 different chemical compounds, and it's not just the CBD and the THC. A lot of the other chemical compounds we're just now learning about. And so I think it's important to kind of do your research in the state that you're in to find doctors and healthcare providers that have educated themselves in this field.
Oh, absolutely. How are you using this plant in your practice?
So I recommend it to all ages. It really just depends on the type of condition that they have. So I've treated everything from young kids with epilepsy to older adults with chronic pain and cancer. And it's worked in almost every single one of those cases, whether that's for pain relief or helping with appetite or just controlling the seizures.
I want to ask you a question. If opioids are so problematic and they cause respiratory issues. I mean, do share with us some of the side effects besides the addiction.
Well, it's exactly what you said. It can cause respiratory depression. Basically, what that means is you have certain receptors in your brain and your brain stem that control your breathing. And when you take too many narcotics or opioid medications, it can oversaturate those receptors and cause your lungs to pretty much shut down.
And there's a big difference between when it's okay to stop the opioids, and I guess there isn't a plan in place right now, a medical plan, or is there, that gives doctors a guideline of who should be taking it for how long and details like that?
Are you asking in terms of the opioids?
Yes.
So there are guidelines that are produced by the CDC that physicians, primary care physicians, follow. But there's, you know, for pain management, I mean, it really just depends on the patient. It's kind of hard to say, because, I mean, you could be dealing with, a lot of these patients are addicted and have been addicted for many years, and we're just now starting to realize what kind of a problem this is in our nation. And so it's hard to get them to completely stop, because you can't just go cold turkey with these medications, because they can cause withdrawals. But there are guidelines out there. It's just because some of these patients have been on these medications for so long, they've been on these medications well before some of these protocols were even put into place.
Yes, I get it. Okay, now, let's talk about cannabis, because there are many ways, and this is what you specialize in, there's many ways to use the product. You don't have to always smoke it. There's edibles, there's oils, there's lots of different ways of getting the product into the person, correct?
Correct. So there's edibles, like you said. In the state of Maryland, we don't have edibles, but there's patches, topical patches that you can just put onto a particular area of your body if you're experiencing muscle aches or pain. Then there's pills that you can take. There's lotions and other types of topicals, as well as vaping, and of course the normal way that most people are familiar with is smoking as well.
In your opinion, doctor, what do you think it will take to get this country to understand this opioid crisis and the role of cannabis to help?
Education. I mean, I think that's definitely key. There's, even in my state, my home state of Maryland, where it is legal for medicinal purposes, you'd be surprised at how many patients and even physicians and healthcare providers that don't understand the plant and what it, the health benefits it can provide.
Right. And I just am excited for you, for what you're doing and the work that you're doing, because it must be so exciting.
It definitely is. I mean, well, like I said, there's a lot of people, especially healthcare providers, that, you know, have been calling me on how to, I wouldn't say prescribe because it is still federally legal, but how to properly recommend to their patients so they can experience the benefits of this amazing plant as well.
I just can't wait for the classification, as we've been talking about on this show, to change for a while.
Same, I agree, and I think we're getting there.
I don't know. It's so frustrating. Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about in a little while ago, because you're saying that the medical movement of cannabis can really, really change the way in which the opioid crisis is handled. And do you think that the pharmaceutical industry is going to allow this to happen? Do you think that they are in cahoots, and I hate to say it, but stopping the classification of this plant?
And I'm glad you bring that up, because I definitely believe so. They're mainly the ones that have actually produced these opioid medications and put them on the market. So recently, just I think it was a week ago, Purdue, who produces OxyContin, the longer acting opioid, came out and said that, you know, they're no longer going to be promoting that medication due to the fact that they now realize the opioid, how bad the opioid epidemic is. And I think they've known it for a while, but
because absolutely.
There's so much media coverage on it.
Doctor, we're out of time, but what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and your practice and what you're doing?
Oh, sure, definitely. They can go to greenhealthdoc.com, and that's with an S at the end.
Awesome. We always love having you on. Very, very informative. Thanks so much. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And I call it an educational odyssey because, as you heard from our first guest, Robert Mitchell, about his whole processing plant for hemp in Minnesota and getting farming back to where it should be to help. We just talked with a doctor who was saying that the opioid crisis could be changed because if doctors understood the medicinal benefits of CBD, the hemp oil. You know, it's absolutely insane. But joining us now to continue this conversation, because we've been talking a lot about Hemp for Victory, is Janice Hall. Janice Hall is the co-founding director for Hemp for Victory and president of Natural Networks International. And she is with us today. And it is a pleasure to welcome you back, Janice.
Well, thank you, Frankie. It's a joy to be on your show again. I want to just make a correction. I'm not the co-founding director of Hemp for Victory. There are many people using those words, but this is the Hemp for Victory campaign 2018. And as I've mentioned before on your show, we're trying to relaunch the hemp economy. And for those who haven't listened previously, we couldn't get fiber during World War II, so the U.S. government launched a Hemp for Victory campaign with the 4-H clubs with seeds, and they did Hemp War Corporation. They got 2,000 farmers growing hemp. And then after the war, this all sort of went by the wayside for both monetary and political reasons. And our goal with this 2018 campaign is to relaunch the hemp economy. And as you've mentioned on your show, every part of the plant is used, and it will put so many people to work, and it will put farmers back to work, and it will be the best plant for carbon soil sequestration. So what I'd like to say is that the real goal of this campaign is to reintroduce the industrial hemp as an agricultural crop in America. And this will lead to the development of a multi-billion-dollar U.S. industry that will put a lot of people to work, as I said. But the problem right now is that hemp seeds are illegal. We have to import them. How silly is that? Political and consumer awareness is low. So we're launching a national education campaign and letting people know that the U.S. is steeped in hemp history, from our first American flag to our paper money, the wagon trains with hemp covers that settled the U.S. And this resilient and renewable resource was just, it was once a staple crop, okay? And so now what we have done over the past year, my partner and I, Michael Bowman, has pulled together associations, foundations, manufacturers, product developers, retailers, and most importantly, farmers. And during this time, Michael and his colleagues have worked with legislators across the U.S. developing hemp legislation for the states that still do not have it legal.
This is it's crazy that it's still considered illegal. And what makes this even more frustrating is that we know that Europeans have been benefiting from industrial hemp for decades.
Well,
they've never stopped benefiting from hemp.
Exactly. We remain the only G7 nation to prohibit hemp cultivation under federal law, while at the same time being the world's largest consumer market for its goods. The U.S. hemp industry is estimated at $688 million annual retail sales. That was 2016, but it looks like they're forecasting it's a $1 billion industry by 2020.
You know, we were just talking to Robert Mitchell, and he was saying that the hemp plant was planted around the grounds of Chernobyl to remediate the soil. That's amazing. That's amazing that this plant can do that.
Yes, the plant can absorb radiation. It should be planted in Japan. There are just so many more uses for it than we have in the next few minutes to address. But you have addressed many of these uses through your dynamic show here on cannabis. We all thank you so much for supporting our vision here. And what I want to say in the last few minutes is this campaign, I think, is going to be very exciting. This is really just sort of a teaser moment right here. But we have a concert series of 30 concerts coming up. We have people from government. We have farmers. There are the growing warriors who are veterans growing hemp right now. They are making American flags out of them. We have some major sponsors and some very high-profile entertainers, legislators, and thought leaders and change agents that will join us on this campaign. And we will have lots of different ways for the public to get engaged, including your cannabis show here. We have, for those in the audience who don't know, you can get Cannabis A to Z and all the wonderful shows that Frankie has done since last year on a CD, and she can tell you how to get
exciting.
That another time. And we will be supporting her with that, as well as an Adopt-a-Plant program, so everyone in the U.S. can adopt their own hemp plant and put their stake in the ground for this emerging hemp economy.
This is where we are taking action, because as Janice was saying, this is a very exciting time for the hemp industry. And Janice, do you see coming down the road that there will have to be a separation between the medicinal THC cannabis plant and the hemp plant?
Well, there really already is, and that's one of the things that's important about this educational campaign, is for people to understand that cannabis, under cannabis comes marijuana and hemp, and people don't know the difference. Those plants are different plants. They have different uses. Both are dynamic. But really, I'm more about the industrial hemp, because it's food, fiber, fuel, and all kinds of things like CBD for your health. And that's where I'm really concentrating my efforts. I think
we have to run. Give us the best website to find out more and when the campaign will come out.
Yes, we'll be happy to let you know. Just keep tuned. We'll tell your audience to keep tuned to the Frankie Boyer Show in Canada.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Janice Hall, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Our educational odyssey will continue soon. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.